Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 440 of the Milk Bar. Jason Forrest here with you as ever this week. Coming up on the show, we'll be hearing from Jess of Jess and the Bandits about her brand new Christmas EP that is out at the end of this week. Also talking music with Vardé. Jermaine from the band is from Wensfield, so we catch up with him to find out about their recent success on a Sky TV talent show. We'll be hearing from Chuck McAuliffe all about the Christmas version of the Health and Happiness show. That is their Christmas party on the way this weekend. But first of all, I had a bit of a natter with a gentleman who was in the press office at Wolves. He is the head of media at Molyneux, and he's been working with a former colleague on a brand new book. Paul Berry's part of the team behind the book Living My Dream, Dave Edwards' account of the Euro 2016 journey for him, and he's with me now to tell me more about it. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Jace. You okay?
I'm good. And obviously, Dave was at Wolves for nigh on 10 years. Not quite, but during that time, obviously, his career went from strength to strength. He made appearances for his national side as well, but there's much more to it than that, and it was a whole journey, and you've been working with him from your journalistic background putting together this book.
That's right, yes. It's sort of, I was sat at home watching Euro 2016, like I'm sure a lot of football fans were, and the story of Wales, which was such a fantastic story throughout the tournament last year. And obviously when you've worked with Dave so closely and a couple of the other players that were there in Wayne Hennessy and Sam Vokes, you know, it just really felt like something that captured the mood, not only, I think, in Wales, but across the whole footballing world, really. So I was watching it at that time, and I thought it would have been great, knowing how knowledgeable Dave is, how well he talks about football. You know, he's a real thinker about the game and life in general, really, that, you know, if he fancied doing something along the lines of what we've now produced, it would be a really good idea. And I think another journalist at the tournament had suggested the same thing to him. So when he came back, we had a chat, and then over the last sort of year to 18 months, it's all been put together.
And that in itself is a major challenge, and you've been doing this basically in both of your spare time as well, around your work in the press office at Wolves and his in the team. And obviously training can somewhat get in the way when you're trying to do this.
It can, yeah. I mean, it's what's been such a huge help is obviously me working here, and Dave obviously being here as he was throughout last season, sort of every day, most days of the week. It was, yeah, snatching in my lunch hour, snatching an hour to sort of interview him between training sessions, and then, you know, in the evenings it would be when I'd sit down and sort of do all the writing. But, you know, Dave's been so, you know, he's been so great to work with. He was really keen, determined to get something on paper. He'd also kept a journal during the tournament itself, which was a huge help, obviously, to sort of give us the background to start with. And then we've also included a lot of information from his Wolves time, from his Shrewsbury time when he started out. So while the main focus is about Euro 2016, sort of woven into that is a lot of other information about his career and some real, really interesting stuff, hopefully.
Yeah, and having played in four divisions, he's probably one of the few players who, you know, probably have been to all 92 grounds.
He might, can't be far off, I imagine, yeah. I mean, the story kind of starts off with him sort of living near a farm in Shropshire, and how he started out in football, went to Shrewsbury's hometown club, didn't quite work out there, but then went back again sort of for a second go, and that's where his career really got off and running, then to Luton and then to Wolves. But I think he's such a grounded individual, and he has, I'm sure everyone who speaks to him will tell you, he's sort of one of the best professionals that we've ever worked with here at Wolves, in the way he not only approaches the game but off the pitch, and his work within the community. And I think that's why he's such a real grounded and rounded individual, that the way he talks and the way he's sort of put this book together, hopefully people almost find it interesting. It's almost like a normal person who makes the very most of the ability he's been given and works so hard to make you know, what's been an exceptional career.
And that hard work is what's led to the Little Rascals Foundation, and obviously with the site in Shropshire and the work that's been done through there, it's amazing that obviously he's giving something back. He didn't need to do any of that, but even then, a contribution from the sales of the book is going to go to this as well.
That's right. I think from the outset, Dave was very keen that you know, his proceeds from the book would go to his foundation, which I think the last two or three years is something he's got really heavily involved in with one of his lifelong friends, a guy called Ben Wotton. So they opened up kind of a play centre that's then developed into now the Little Rascals Foundation, where I think at some point they'll end up with one play centre solely devoted to children with disabilities, which is, again, it's just what I said in the last answer, it's a fantastic thing for him to do. Whatever money he's made from the book will add to the pot for that. And I think, you know, over the coming years, Dave hopefully still got a few years left, but at the end of his career, I'm sure, you know, especially the Little Articles Foundation and other things that he's doing in the community are just going to go from strength to strength.
Mm. Well, certainly acting as an ambassador in the way that he does for the sport, for his country, certainly was for Wolves, and always an all-round nice guy, which is helpful. I mean, I can't think of any Wolves players that haven't been top fellas, but, you know, it is one, some people stand out, and Dave is just one of those.
Absolutely. I think, as you know here, probably the Wolves Community Trust have a Player of the Year, which is given every year to a player that... you know, goes above and beyond, because they all, as you say, they're all very good, they know their place within the community, they know they've got to give back, but every now and again you get the likes of Dave, probably Danny Bart as well at the moment, who will go above and beyond and will go the extra mile, if you like. And so the Community Trust have their Player of the Year. I think Dave won it twice, and perhaps won it just before he left in the summer. And, you know, he is one of those guys that everybody really, you just want to see him succeed, and I think he's certainly done that in a football sense, and now he's moved on, and, you know, as well as the football, he's doing that with his work in the community as well.
Oh, absolutely brilliant. If people want to get their hands on this book, what are the details?
So, yeah, it's due out hopefully sort of middle of December, I think. But if you want to pre-order it now, if you go to the St David's Press website, which they're publishing the book, and they've been great to work with, a guy called Ashley there. And also it's available on Amazon if you search for Dave Edwards, Living My Dream.
So simple as that. Pop along and check out a top book from a nice fella, and I'm sure the writing's going to be fantastic, because I've seen you work before.
I appreciate that, Jason. Thank you.
In a moment's time, we'll hear from Jess of Jess and the Bandits, but before we do, Always Christmas Eve is the title track of her current EP. It is out this weekend. Let's have a listen to a very festive country tune.
Thank you.
That's Jess and the Bandits, a duet with Gary Quinn. And tell us more about the whole EP of festive tunes. They're going to be your festive favourites, I know that much. I have Jess on the line now. Hello.
Hello.
How are we doing?
Yeah, doing all right. Just staying pretty busy, you know, the holiday season and a wedding and all sorts of things. So
absolutely. It is your own wedding busy. As well, just to clarify. It's not somebody else's you're sneaking along to and trying to nick the canapes. It is actually your own wedding.
Yeah, right. I know, right? That's it. My own wedding, not planning anyone else's.
You've had an amazing and shockingly busy and absolutely mad 2017, though, haven't you?
It's been a busy year for myself and Jess and the Bandits. And, you know, we released an album and then somehow put together a Christmas EP and, like I said, squeezing a wedding in there. So
and all of that alongside sorting out the leftovers of a hurricane in Texas and making sure the family were all back in their homes quickly.
Yeah. So, they are finally about to move back in. Here we are, you know, several months later. And life is starting to slowly return back to normal, whatever that is.
Well, you wouldn't want normal, but let's have the good side of the madness that surrounds you, because I know that's what it's going to be over the next few weeks and months. And this is going to be your first Christmas as a married couple. And how's the husband looking forward to this?
He is looking forward to it. I think he's ready to get this wedding out of the way.
Yeah,
that's for sure. And move into, you know, married life and all that stuff. So yeah, it's really exciting. It's a new season for both of us, so we're really looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to bringing him over to the UK, so I'm hoping he'll be with me when I'm out on tour. He's a photographer, so I'm going to put him to work.
Absolutely, make him work. This coming February, you're out and about, which is the tour that unfortunately had to get postponed from last year. So a chance for people to actually hear the album live. But between now and then, though, it is this Christmas EP. And how did this one come about? Because obviously you've been taken to the heart of the country scene in the UK, and with so many great artists over here, you've been working with a lot of people on putting together some very special festive tracks.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do a Christmas EP. It's literally my favorite time of the year. And I'm one of those people that as soon as, for us in the States, Thanksgiving is over, like Christmas explodes everywhere in my house. So I was really excited when I was talking with my management about putting together a Christmas EP. And we were so fortunate to be able to get together with Laura Oakes, Gary Quinn, Luke Thomas, who of course, you know, has been playing with us with Jess and the Bandits, and Kevin McGuire to turn this into a duet EP. And all of those guys happen to be supporting us on tour as well. So it's been a really good opportunity, I think, to get some new music out there, something a bit different, and hopefully, you know, introduce people to Jess and the Bandits who haven't heard of us yet.
Well, with your voice, there isn't anyone who isn't going to jump at the chance of a duet. So, you know, you pretty much got it made to begin with there, to be fair. And with obviously your love of Christmas, the work on this must have been quite a joy. It must have been amazing to bring all these songs together.
Oh, it was. And, you know, there's some great traditional songs on this one. You know, we've got Baby It's Cold Outside with Kevin McGuire, and couldn't help but put that one on the album. And we decided to stick with that old feel to it. So we gave it a little country spin, but still keeping true to that old fashioned Christmas feel that everyone knows and loves. And then Laura Oakes did a duet with me of Oh Holy Night, which I think just turned out absolutely stunning. And then there's another one called Wrapped in Red, which if anyone is familiar with Kelly Clarkson's EP, her Christmas album, actually not EP, but her album, she has this song on hers. And I've always loved the song, but the minute I heard it, I never felt like it was supposed to be an upbeat song. It was supposed to be a ballad. Mm-hmm. And we turned it into a beautiful ballad, and you can just hear Luke Thomas's harmonies just shine so much on this song. And then, of course, you heard Always Christmas Eve, and that was a original written by Gary Quinn, that he, as soon as we asked if he wanted to be a part of this project, he said, well, I've got a song. Tell me what you think. And we barely had to even listen to it before saying absolutely. So it was really, I think, honestly, it was so easy to put together.
Well, truly amazing sound as ever. We expect nothing less of you, to be fair. And we know we're going to have a great time when you're around the UK. Now, I think the closest you're coming to us is actually Leicester for your gig next year. Fingers crossed you'll get across to Wolverhampton sometime in the future very soon. But not too far a trip down the road to take a listen to you. And all of that's going to be on the website. People can obviously get the single from iTunes as of a Friday's release date. So where do people go to find out all this need on social media and on your own website itself?
Yeah, I mean, the best place for everyone to head to is, of course, justinthebandits.com. There's the link to the tickets. We also have some Christmas bundles that include T-shirts, tickets to the gigs, an album, and everything. So it would be great for people to just head to the website, and from there they can navigate their way through social media and have a chat with me.
Yeah, well, a real CD or a digital download makes a great Christmas gift, and stocking fillers all the way. And certainly, have a little natter. You're one for enjoying sharing the music, and we know you like to communicate with those people lucky enough to hear your tunes. So, well worth having a little check out on Jess and the Bandits for all of the information you need and a bit of a natter too. Jess, great speaking to you. Good luck for the wedding, and we're looking forward to seeing those wedding photos.
Absolutely. There will be plenty. I'm going to bombard everyone with pictures.
You go for it. Once again, Jess, thanks for joining us. And now we're going to take another bit of a Christmas treat. Which one would you like us to share next?
Let's do Baby It's Cold Outside.
It's getting chilly over here, so let's do that for definite. Jess, thanks again.
All right. Thanks so much.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands there just like
my
I.
My mother will start to worry.
What's your
my
hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace
so
roar.
So really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
but
hurry.
But maybe just half a drink more.
I'll put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think what's in this drink?
No caps to be had out there.
I wish I knew how to break the spell.
I'll take your hat, you do swear.
I ought to say no, no, sir.
I'm moving.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
But baby, it's cold outside.
convincing.
There we go, Jess and the Bandits. It's cold outside, my golly gosh, it certainly is just at the moment. And we'll take some more tunes to warm the cockles of your heart from her Christmas EP in a short while's time.
Vade, winners of Sky One's show Sing, the ultimate a cappella. To tell us more about it, I have one of their number now. On the line, he's from Wensfield and it's Jermaine. Hello.
Hey, hello, hello.
How's it going?
I'm good, thank you.
Good stuff. Now, you've got the single which is out there now on Decca Records, the ultimate a cappella winners. There's five of you guys. Tell us a bit about how it all happened.
How the show happened?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a blast, really. We didn't expect to win it. I think the calibre of groups was really, really high. But we had a lot of hope and faith in ourselves because a cappella's primarily what we do. So singing without music is our kind of forte. So it was really, really good to be on board and win the show. Very overwhelming.
Well, a truly awesome achievement. We're going to take a little listen to a single very, very soon. But, I mean, how did you guys get together? Because you've got various backgrounds. I mean, there's yourself and Roy, both carers, an IT consultant, a pharmacist, and somebody who's got a background in architecture.
Yeah, very random, I know.
It doesn't say singing group to me, to be fair, that little setup.
No, it doesn't. But I think we all come from a church background. Mm-hmm. But the weird thing is we're from like all over the country. So I'm from Wolverhampton. JJ, who sings bass, is from Corby. Our baritone, he's from around Gatwick area. Roy is from Lewisham, or the other way around. Phil, who sings second or third tenor, he lives in Reading. So like it's a bit mad. But how we met Phil was kind of scouting everyone for mm-hmm. a group around the country, and he kind of brought us together, seeing everyone sing in different churches and things like that.
So some of the best voices pulled together from across the UK to make what is officially the UK's best vocal act at the moment.
Yes, you could say that.
Well, you've won the competition. Cat Deely saw it and everything, so it must be true.
we never like to blow out our trumpet, but yeah, we're grateful for we're grateful that we have that title.
Oh, it must have been absolutely fantastic pulling this together. And the dream to record an album at Abbey Road Studios come to fruition, and it's going to be out there on the 8th of December.
Oh, yes. I'm really excited about this album. The single, which was written by Noel Horan of One Direction, is on there.
Yeah, Cry Your Heart Out, yep.
Yeah, and we've got a mix of, you know, our roots, gospel, and a bit of pop on there. We've got like Tears for Fears and Boyz II Men and Seal, like a right mix of genres, and our hope is that we, you know, kind of bring a cappella to them masses. And
that's the thing, when you do an a cappella, you've got to do an a cappella version of a song that's mostly known. You can't go straight in and produce your own tracks to begin with, but I'm sure that's going to come as well, though, isn't it?
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, those are goals of ours. We've got lots on our bucket list.
Mm-hmm. But one of them must have been Singing Human, the Rag and Bone Man tune. I mean, that must have been great fun to do.
That seems to be a favourite of everyone's. We didn't expect it, but I think what it is, it's very outside the box for us. To what we're used to, because we come from jazz roots as well. Mm-hmm. So when we did Rag and Bone, it's a very liked song and popular song as well, and it's very well received. So we're happy that we made that choice. But it's fun. It's very fun to sing.
Yeah, well, you're no stranger though to a big stage, having played the O2 Apollo in Manchester 3 years ago now, but also having been on the Christmas Gospel Show on BBC Two a while back as well. So plenty of TV exposure, and to have won this award, just absolutely amazing. And what happens next? Because the album is an absolutely phenomenal achievement. Great to have got you to this stage, but when you sign to someone like Decca, it's going to be just from strength to strength, I'd have thought.
Yeah, we didn't expect all this. This has been such a whirlwind. but we're really happy that we've had the opportunity to do this album at Abbey Road. And like moving forward, we want to be able to have a consistent longevity of a career in music. So
you know, writing for people, arranging for people, being a backing vocalist and whatnot. Anything to do with music, and look forward to doing another album as well.
Well, totally fantastic. We're looking forward to that. And this album is dedicated to somebody very special for you.
Yeah, my mum, who, like I said, there's a lot of ups and downs in the journey of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And my mum passed away the day before the final.
Oh, dear.
And, yeah, I was that close to not going to the final, but, you know, everyone around me was saying, you know, this is definitely what your mum would have wanted.
I think she would have had words, given the opportunity, if you hadn't have gone ahead and done it. And, through the strength of your mother and the quality of the music, you've won through. And, you know, well done. I'm sure she is so, so proud of you.
Thank you, Ed, thank you.
But the album, as I say, on its way out on the 8th of December. The single, Cry Your Heart Out, written by Niall Horan, of course, from One Direction. And this is going to be big. This is something to look forward to. And Vardé are going to be a name that we know and absolutely adore in the months and years to come, I think.
I hope so. You can pre-order this the album now on Amazon or, you know, all major platforms, and you can get the single now.
So go along, pick that up, get the single. We'll take a listen to the single now, and we'll look forward to knowing that somewhere in Wensfield you're having a little bop along to yourself as we play it. Okay, Jermaine.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate. Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
This world's been turning upside down. I don't wanna see us drown. What's been lost can still be found. It's not the way it has to be. So just lay your head on me. Just let it go. Don't hold back, love. You're not alone. The more you let go, the more you're free. If you want to run to me and cry your heart out. Been moving way too fast to pull over before we crash. Holding on to time and pain is not the way it's supposed to be. So just lay your head on me. Again, lay down by my side. Cry your heart out, let it go. Don't hold back, love. You're not alone. The more you let go, the more you're free. Don't hold back, love. Just run to me and cry your heart out. Ooh.
This Saturday sees two milestones for the Health and Happiness Show. It is not only the end of the current season, but also it is the Christmas get-together. To tell us more, Chip McAuliffe, hello.
Hey, Jason. Yeah, we're having the Poobahs feature on Saturday night, and they're regulars on the Health and Happiness Show. Everybody loves them. They're just hot, versatile musicians that play anything from straight country to Texas swing.
And quality musicians, as you say. And
well, Mr. Luke heads it up.
you expect nothing less then, do you, to be fair? So it's going to be a good show. A few Christmas numbers as well, I trust.
Oh, yeah, there'll be a couple in there. And, of course, the guys always bring out the festive garb and that type of thing. It makes for a fun night. Last year, they dressed me up as a Christmas turkey. I didn't like that one.
how much costume was required, though? That's the important question.
Well, yeah, it was actually something that just sat on my head. Dave Luke brought it in from Pristine. It was one of his friend's dog's outfit for Christmas. I'm just hoping he doesn't want me to show up as the baby Jesus, you know, in swaddling clothes. That'll be a little embarrassing.
It could be a little hard to pull that one off, to be fair, but there we go. So, obviously, planning already for the 2018 season, I'm going to guess.
Yeah. Dave and I are going to open up. We've been talking about the dates. We'd like to open up a little early this year in February, and I think that'll be a concert that Dave and I do. But then we've got Tia McGrath coming back in March. I think it's March 30th. So things are building for next year.
Absolutely, another big one. And the show goes from strength to strength. You've got a loyal following of attendees. And it is the best bit about the show. It's all about the music, isn't it? And there's lots of different sectors within the genres that you cover. But even so, everyone is as popular.
Absolutely. And Dave and I have been riding the saddles together for about 25 years. We met a lot of top drawer musicians. And that's how we kind of came up with the idea of the Health and Happiness Shows, to invite all these guys that we've met, and they do, like you say, they do come from different facets, genres within country music. We've got Texas swing, like I said. You get a little bit of Cajun. We'd love to have Elvis Fontenot and the Sugar Bees back. They do great, what they call swamp and roll Cajun music. Yeah. And my buddy over in Ireland, Philip Donnelly, he's very interested in coming over and doing a show too. And Philip's pedigree, I mean, he's worked with everybody. Johnny Cash, the Everly Brothers, John Prine, Andrew Harris. He's done it all over in Nashville, and he resettled back in Ireland. So we're hoping to have Philip over next year.
So fingers crossed, keep checking the events. Facebook page is just looking for the Health and Happiness Show, and people can get in touch and get tickets. So how much is it for this Saturday's do down at the Bookmark in Bloxwich?
It's a two-act show, me and Dave, and then the Poobahs. So the tickets are up to £9 and £8, but it's for a band, you know, and that's still pretty good value for money. So it's £9, £8 concessions, and we kept, obviously, under 18s at £5.
So excellent value for money. Get yourself down there. Once again, tickets via the Facebook page, and it looks actually taking place at the Bookmark Theatre in Bloxwich. You can pop along there and pick them up, or they can get in touch with you, can't they, as well?
Absolutely. They can text me on 07751-791-724 or call the library directly on 01922-655-900.
Chuck, always good to speak to you. Looking forward to finding more about what's going on next year. And have a fantastic Christmas.
Thank you, Jason. To you and your listeners, too.
Time for something else a little festive now from Jess and the Bandits.
Of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder.
gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus.
That's your lot for this week. Thank you so much for joining us. Ta-ra for now.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.